Simply Red and Something Got Me Started. It's coming around to 18 minutes past 12. We'll have the travel news in 6 or 7 minutes' time. Now, there is some deal of confusion today over the future of the oral part of language exams in this country. It has been claimed in one newspaper, indeed I have that newspaper in front of me now, that oral tests could be dropped from language GCSEs because, quote, they are too stressful. That's allegedly the view of the reports from the Qualifications and Curriculum Authority. Since then, I should say, the Education Minister, Jim Knight, this morning, has vigorously denied there is any plan to drop the oral elements from exams. I'll just tell you what the newspaper says very briefly. It was the front page of yesterday's paper. Says, French GCSE, with no need to speak a word, oral tests are to be axed from foreign language GCSE examinations because they are regarded as being too stressful for pupils. This is according to the Telegraph yesterday. The Qualifications and Curriculum Authority will announce this week that teenagers will no longer have to demonstrate they can speak a language in the traditional oral exams that currently account for half the marks at GCSE. The decision to replace them with continual assessment by teachers was condemned last night as dumbing down. Let us find out more. Helen Myers is the president of the Association for Language Learning, and Richard Gagan is chief advisor on curriculum at North Yorkshire County Council, and they both join us this lunchtime. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon.
Am I right in thinking that your organisation, the Association for Language Learning, you were part of the consultation process in putting this report together?
Yes, that's right. The consultation process was really very thorough and included us along with other organisations as well, the Special Schools Trust, the Independent Schools Modern Languages Association as well. So, yes, we've all been included.
On the face of it, what the newspaper is making of it, and I know that the Telegraph, particularly over the weekend, likes to make mischief, it does sound ludicrous. Do you think it's true?
Yes, obviously there just seems to be some serious misunderstanding, and I'm really puzzled as to why Chris Woodhead and Michael Gove have said these things. And you're right, I heard your introduction to this, that the BBC site now as well has corrected that with what Jim Knights has said. I mean, in addition, I would say another thing, you know, as well as it being wrong that, you know, we're not going to be doing speaking tests, of course we're going to do speaking tests, it isn't that they account for half the marks anyway. The most recently published criteria, the updated criteria for the GCSE languages, is that speaking will remain at about 25%.
Thank goodness for that, because I would never have passed based on my spoken French at the age of whatever it was, 14 or 15. Can I just bring Richard Gagan into the process? Good afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon, bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va?
And all the rest.
Very good. Chief Advisor on Curriculum at North Yorkshire County Council and a modern linguist himself. Could you imagine allowing young people to emerge from school with a language qualification where they hadn't actually had to speak the language?
No, absolutely not. I mean, being able to speak the foreign language and understand what people say to you is absolute key skill. But the thing is, it's how you test it that matters.
And what do you think the most logical way to test it is? Because I can remember being a kid there in the classroom with my French teacher and a rather scary old-fashioned reel-to-reel tape recorder and him and a great big microphone that was a bit sort of intimidating. And I can remember the process of him trying to coax a few of the French words that he'd spent the past 3 or 4 years teaching me out of me. And it was a horrible process. What about this idea of switching to continual assessment rather than having an exam element where a child has to speak the language?
Well, I'm happy to go right out on a limb here and say I think teacher assessment is the way forward, actually. You get a much better idea of how the child speaks from hearing them over a time, not just in a tested situation.
Helen, what do you think to that? Ditch the idea of putting kids under a great deal of stress and making them speak in a test situation and just let the teacher convey to the examination board how the child has been doing over the weeks and months of learning the language.
Well, I think the important thing really is to see what we have got as guidance, and the QCA has made it extremely clear that this assessment must be done under controlled assessment conditions. So I don't think there's any way that anyone's going to say, well, the teacher can just say what they think and let us know. And I'm sure that Richard will concur with this, that that's something which the QCA has made very, very important. And that's not just for languages, that's for any subject areas at the moment. They've undergone quite a big review of the GCSEs and of the exam situation in general, and there is a move now away from coursework to controlled assessment, and there's very much an emphasis on the word controlled.
The last time we spoke about languages on this programme, I think it was to report the fact that Britain had allegedly come way, way down some international league table again of the enthusiasm in schools for learning modern languages, the government's enthusiasm for putting money into the whole business of learning modern languages. It wasn't a happy picture, Helen.
Well, and that's why I think the Deering Review was commissioned, and obviously I've read that in great detail. I feel that it is a fair representation of the situation. He obviously asked a lot of young people, teachers, adults as well, and he's come up with recommendations which I'm really pleased that the government is responding to now.
Richard, how do we do in North Yorkshire? Because as I said a moment or two ago, nationally we seem to do fairly miserably on a fairly regular basis when compared with other countries.
Yes, we do... compared to nationally, we do very well in languages in North Yorkshire. There's still, though, a massive drop-off of children now taking languages at 16 in North Yorkshire as well, and we really do have to resolve that issue.
Why is that? Why are young people losing interest in it? I mean, I'll just tell you, I'm met the daughter of some friends over the summer. She is 13 going on 14. She's a little German girl. She was revising for a test. She was going to go back to school at the age of 13 or 14. She was about to do an exam in English about the colonial history of Africa. Her understanding and knowledge and appreciation of colloquial English was unbelievable. I cannot imagine a single or very, very few native-speaking English children be able to have anything like that capability in German.
Well, I mean, it's a very complicated issue. The main thing is that Germans, for instance, have got fantastic motivation to learn English, as have most other people. We have less motivation to learn German and French. And so it's a motivational issue rather than an ability issue.
So if the rest of the world would stop speaking our own language to us and force us to learn their languages, we'd be in a better state.
Well, that's right.
We shall leave it there. Thank you both very much indeed. Richard Gagan, who's chief advisor on curriculum at North Yorkshire County Council and a modern linguist himself, as he proved, and Helen Myers, who's president of the Association for Language Learning. So the death knell to those horrible moments of the oral examination in French or German or Spanish or whatever it might be, the death knell of that has been reported a little too soon. Children will still be assessed on their ability to speak the language, thank goodness. Poor things. Aren't you glad your exam days are well, well behind you? It's coming up to 26 minutes past 12 now.